Gentlemen, have you heard of a white lie? A white lie is still a lie, but it's a teeny tiny one. It's not serious and does not usually have serious consequences compared to a normal lie. Most people tell these little lies all of the time, maybe to spare someone's feelings or to protect themselves. They are not as damaging, but they are still a lie. And women often tell little white lies to men, and men can sadly find themselves fooled by them. So today, I'm going to reveal to you 15 lies that women tell men. You might have heard some of these before, others you may have not even realised were lies, and some might be brand new. Let's get started. Like and subscribe. You know this one. She says, "I'm fine." If a girl says I'm fine, then I am here to tell you she is not fine. Girls are never, ever fine when they say they are. It normally means that something is bothering them. You might have said something that slightly upset her, or maybe she is worried that you are also dating another girl. Honestly, anything could be wrong, which is why you can never believe her when she says, "I'm fine." Now listen to this. The worst thing you can do is just to ignore her, so you need to ask her how she is feeling and find out why she's upset so that you can move on. Usually when a girl says, "I'm fine," it's because they have reached the end of their tether and they feel like you're not doing a good enough job to open them up emotionally. She says, "I never do this." When she kisses you on the first date, does she say, "Oh, I never do this"? Or when she sleeps with you on the third date, does she wake up in the morning and say, "I never do this"? These are, unfortunately, white lies. She most likely has done something like this before. She is afraid of you judging her, and that is why she is saying these teeny tiny white lies. Try not to think of her badly for it, but instead get to a place where she does not feel judged by you. I'm guilty of this one. She says, "I'll be ready in 5 minutes." I am sure you know about this little white lie. If she says she will be ready in 5 minutes, oh baby, she is not telling the truth. Girls always take way longer than they should to get ready. In fact, sometimes it can take hours. Remember, we have a lot more to do than you do, and also getting ready is kind of fun for us. She says, "I'm not drunk." Anyone who says that they are not drunk probably is 110% drunk, right? This lie is not just limited to women, men tell it as well. Now, you might be wondering why she feels the need to lie about this. Well, it's because, again, she does not want to be judged by you. She might feel like you won't like her very much if she's drunk, so she hides it. She says, "I'm usually not this crazy." This one normally comes up when she is with her friends and they are all going wild. She might be taking shots, climbing on furniture when she tells you she is not normally this level of crazy. The truth is, of course, every time she is with her friends, she is that level of crazy. And if you want her in your life, you need to accept that. So to make her feel better, you could say something like, "Don't worry, I love that crazy side of you." She says, "Oh, he's just a friend." This is less of a white lie and more of a straight up lie. If a girl says he is just a friend, you should probably question it. Girls can be friends with guys and you don't need to be controlling a girl around that guy friendship. If sometimes it does not seem right though, or they seem less like friends and more like something else, then don't just accept it. And when she says that they are just friends, ask around or just study them when they are together. If she still does not seem right, then save yourself from being hurt in the long run and just call it a day. She says, "I didn't expect anything from you anyway." This, oh my gosh, it's a classic. Skip forward to her birthday. She seems upset that you did not get her anything and says, "Didn't expect anything from you anyway." Ouch, this can cut really deep. First of all, if she does say that she doesn't want anything, don't listen, because she does want something. She doesn't want to ask, but also she doesn't want you to make too much of a big fuss. Get her something you think she might like. Doesn't need to be anything big or expensive. And also explain to her that when she says she doesn't want anything, you take it quite literally, so she needs to be open and direct. That way you both have lines of communication early on and it stops it from happening again. She says, "I promise I won't get mad." She can't promise that because she does not know what's going to be said. Instead, just expect her to get mad and be understanding if she does. You can't hold her to a word in this situation. She says, "I'm not the jealous type." All girls get jealous, and actually it shows you how much they like you, so that you should think of it in a positive way. If she does say that she is not the type of person to get jealous, then she's lying. If you are spending time with your friends who are girls, then she will probably be feeling jealous. Even if you explain that you are just friends and when she meets them, she feels it's okay, she's probably still gonna feel a little bit of jealousy. It's unavoidable and it shows that she cares, but if she tells you she's not jealous, I promise you guys, she's lying. I don't care about her, she's in your past. This lie is most likely to do with your ex. Maybe you have mentioned something from your past and it is to do with your ex. Now she doesn't want to seem jealous and she wants to play it very cool, so she says that she doesn't care about her. The truth is, your ex might be in your past, but she does care about her and you. No girl is comfortable with the person that they are dating talking about their ex. It's the simple truth. And if you can avoid ever bringing up your ex, then that would be a very good idea. She says, I'm on my period. She might be on her period, she also might not be, and she's trying to avoid doing anything sexual with you. If you have met her, she probably does not feel comfortable doing that with you yet. If you are in a relationship with her, she might just not feel like it in the moment. It's not something you can really question her about, but it's something to take note of and to think about. Sorry, my phone's dying and I don't know where my charger is. What she really means is, I don't want to talk to you anymore and I can't be bothered messaging you back. Even if her charger is on the other side of the room, why can't she just go over there and get it? This shows that she isn't that into you or interested in you. To save yourself from being hurt, you just need to probably call it quits. She says, I've not had sex with many people. Now, it doesn't matter really how many people you have had sex with. If you ask a girl how many people they have had sex with, she will probably feel really awkward and judged. And this is why she will probably lie and say that she's not had sex with that many people. It's not that she doesn't want to tell you and be honest with you, it's just that she doesn't feel comfortable to say that. And if you want to impress her, then just play along with this lie until she does feel more comfortable. She says, I don't care about looks. No matter how great your personality is, she still cares about looks to some extent. Now, that doesn't mean that she only wants Brad Pitt types and that she will only date you if you are super handsome. It's just a lie to say that she doesn't care about looks when she most definitely does. She says, I have a boyfriend. If you meet a girl and ask to buy her a drink and she turns around and she says, sorry, I have a boyfriend, she's lying. She probably did not get the best first impression of you or is not interested in you, which is why she's come up with this lie instead of just being open and telling the truth, buddy, I don't like you, leave me alone. It can be hard when this happens to you and it is a form of rejection, but just remember it is less about you and more about her. And there you have it, the end of the video. If there's anything that you feel I've missed, put it down in the comments below. I read every single comment. I hope you have an amazing day and I will see you in the next video. See you soon.